The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
One of our favorite segments of the week here on the Dana Cortez Show. It is time for One Confession. I'm Dana Cortez.
PJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
First thing, you will remain anonymous. There is no judgment. That's what we say. One call, 1 minute, no judgment. 833 Dana Show. You got a confession?
I have a confession, though. It's anonymously.
Okay. You want to remain anonymous?
Yeah.
For sure. Go ahead with your confession.
All right. For me and Little Resin back in the day, we rolled up with a Book of Mormon tape. it wasn't the Holy Bible, but it was a Book of Mormon. It was a Blake Cage. And
it took me a while to process that whole thing.
I was like, rolled up with a Book of Mormon.
I'm going to get that off my chest.
Sarah, do you feel better? Do you feel better?
Yeah, I do.
Hey, I will say great improv there.
How did it burn, though?
I feel much more knowledgeable now, you know? I just feel like a whole new person now.
Anthony A. says, how did it burn?
I should have been slow and even, you know?
Okay, there we go. Hey.
Thank you.
Thank you, bye. Okay, first thing, who Lil Resin? Is that her friend? I'm like, she want to remain anonymous, but she put Lil Resin on blast.
Lil Resin is obviously an avid marijuana smoker. And I have a feeling he scrapes his pipes.
All right, I don't know what that means. And what else, the other thing, I don't know what it means, but I'm sure DJ Automatic and Anthony, yeah, you can answer this question. What is slow and easy? What is that? Like, why'd y'all ask her that?
Oh, slow and even.
Slow and even. Slow and even is what you want. You want a good
even burn. You don't want a runner.
Slow and steady.
You don't have to be licking that thing up.
Yeah. I don't know what in the world y'all are talking
Shout
about.
Shout out to her. Shout out to Lil Resin. But today, Automatic, we have to make not only a confession, we have to make a declaration.
Okay,
what's that?
Coming
Anthony?
Up, April 20th, this is the first time since the Dana Cortez Show has been syndicated that we get the opportunity to do a 420 show.
Oh
that's
so
right.
And not only that, 420 is a month long, all month.
Oh, that was the most stoner thing you've ever said.
I don't even understand.
It was deep to my stoners. But what I'm saying is this year, we will also make, my declaration is that we will make 420 also National Munchie Day.
Now, ooh, we've been trying to do this for 3 years, and why can't y'all get it done?
We didn't have the power of the people. Now we have the power of the people.
It's not that, Automatic. It's, we just keep forgetting.
Yeah, admit it. That's what's going on.
Okay, now I got one before we get to Automatic's confession about his 420 habits. I will confess to my ex-girlfriend Natalie that I used to pinch nugs from her quads whenever I pick them up. So when I see you again,
told her your old girlfriend,
I thought it was interest for the trip.
Hey, didn't you do that to your other girlfriend too?
Dana, you're getting extra messy. All right,
okay,
Dana.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that reminds me, Dad. I'm sorry.
Dad?
I used to steal nugs from... I started I'm not going to say how early, but yeah.
From your own father?
I learned it from you, Dad!
You, all right? I learned it by watching you.
All right. I have a confession, too. It's not about weed, though, because I don't smoke.
This really turned into Ash Wednesday.
My confession is about my mother, and I'm going to clear it all up when we come back. If you have a confession, call in now. 833-DANA-SHOW. I'm getting it off my chest when the Dana Cortez Show returns. It's One Confession. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you just turned One Confession on here inside the Dana Cortez Show, this one threw us all for a loop.
All right, for me and Little Resin back in the day, we rolled up with a Book of Mormon tape. it wasn't the Holy Bible, but it was a Book of Mormon. It was a Blake Cage.
All right, so that set the tempo for today's One Confession here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And I promised I was going to get something off my chest, a confession about my mom, and I'm very nervous. Mom, I love you so much, and I'm so blessed to have you in my life. I'm so blessed to be able to pick up the phone and call you, and that you can pick up the phone and call me. And I'm sorry that sometimes, on occasion, once in a while, very rarely, I have sent you to voicemail.
You dirty son of a...
I love you, Mom!
Why are you going to do that? that to Sandra.
I will never do it again. Okay, look. I do it to a lot of people.
I got a very, very, very important question. Do you mean, like, when you send her a voicemail, do you, like, just let the phone ring? Or do you press the red button?
I let it ring because usually I'm doing something on my phone. I'm working on something and I don't want to interrupt
that. You're staring at your phone and you send your mom to voicemail?
Yes, but it's not just my mom. Let me explain myself because I'm asking for help. I'm confessing because I feel like I need help. I feel like I don't want to talk to anybody anymore on the phone. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Go ahead, Dana.
I answer my mom's phone call way more than anybody besides you, Automatic. I mean, you call me every night.
You better answer my damn phone call.
After you're done DJing. But, like, my phone will ring and I'll just send people to voicemail. What is wrong with me? What's happening to me?
I don't think there's anything wrong with you. I just think it's history proves with every advance in technology, there's a lapse in communication, right? So, like, when
she's sending her mom to voicemail, there's something wrong with her. The woman gave him birth. She fed her. She clothed her.
She's loaned her money.
Damn.
Yeah. Come on.
Damn,
there's something wrong with Dana. That's not technology.
Her kids.
Yeah. She comes to watch our kids.
Okay. Can you help them? Is there some type of, like, can you help me and the rest of society?
Well, you could just answer and say, hey mom, sorry, I'm busy.
Oh, that's
okay,
a good one.
All right.
Or maybe you
could
say, answer the phone. I know she loves to talk. Put on speakerphone and just walk away.
Oh, just.
If we're at home, you can put on speakerphone and you stay on the internet doing whatever you need to do.
And just go,
Yeah. That's what I do to my brother. My brother will call me and he will talk and I won't even say anything sometimes for 10 minutes at a time.
It's true. One time I looked over at him, I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, oh,
I just put it on speakerphone
and
I just let it sit there.
Well, all right, it's the last time he's calling you.
One more confession that we didn't even know was going to happen. If you have something you want to get off your chest, what confession is happening now? No judgment. 1 minute. 833-DATA-SHOW. I love you, Mom. We'll be right back with more of the Dana Cortez Show next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Guys, today's Dear Dana comes from a man via my Facebook, and it starts with, Dear Dana, I've been with my girl for over a year and a half. She has a 3-year-old child who didn't have a father figure at all growing up. Is it too early for me to start treating this child like they're mine, or do I wait longer? Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I see you, Automatic, right away because you are a stepfather to my two older girls.
Yes.
How would you treat this child a year and a half in? And a child's only 3.
You're basically its dad. You have to be its dad because they don't know anything else besides you. If they're only 3, they have very limited memory and you've been in their life for the last year and a half.
Year and a half.
You're that kid's dad.
So how do you think this man should treat this child?
Like their child, like his own child. He should treat that child like he was the actual father.
Because of the time and because of the age of the child.
I mean, the other dad's not in the life at all,
no,
right?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Yeah, so be a father to that child.
Anthony, do you have a different
view? Yeah, hell yeah, dog. It's only been like 36 months. That fool could still come back. Don't count him out. The dad, all right? And that kid, bro, stay away from that kid. It's not even your wife. It's not even your fiance. That's a girl, dog. Y'all only been together for 18 months.
Well,
kid's not yours.
Well, they do live together.
Huh?
They live together, dude.
That don't matter. It's not your kid. Things can go way left, and now you're going to put more psychiatric trauma on this kid because now there's another man who's possibly going to leave his life. I'm saying the relationship doesn't even have the wheels yet to be an acting father.
The kid doesn't need to call him dad, but he can be a father figure to him or her or whatever. Is it a boy or girl?
It doesn't matter. I don't want to put that out there.
Okay, well, you can be a father figure to the child no matter what. What is he supposed to do? Just show up and be like, yo, just call me Anthony?
Yeah, hell yeah, dog. The kid's 3 years old. He ain't really going to be talking.
Yeah.
I don't know. You can come up with like a clever nickname that makes you seem like more of a father.
Dude, what I'm saying is I think it's the balance. The investment isn't equal.
You're doing more for that kid by being a father figure than not than this dude just wants, treating him like some little kid.
This dude wants to be a dad. He's doing more for his ego than his child. He wants to be somebody's. Yeah, hell, I don't think it's safe for the kid yet. It's only 18 months. And if y'all sit here and say like, oh, it takes like a year for you to meet my child to begin with. They've only like, nah, dog, you going to start acting like a dad?
Yeah, but the kid's 3. The kid needs a parental figure in his life or her life.
Come back with my thoughts. I know how you and Anthony are having this. I mean, this is what
we're talking about. But Anthony doesn't have any kids. He's never been in a stepfather situation. And it's different. I promise you, it's different.
Dude.
When you're in that kid's life every single day, you need to act like you're their father.
I'll give my advice when we come back. Dear Dana continues next here on the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
part two of Dear Dana. And this is what this gentleman wrote me on Facebook. He said, I've been with my girl for over a year and a half now. She has a three-year-old child who didn't have a father figure at all growing up. Is it too early to start treating this child like they're mine, or do I wait a while still? Automatic, you say?
Be a father to that child.
Anthony A., you say?
That child's still growing up. Don't mean you're not the father, dog.
And I say, you got to meet right in between what y'all were fighting about. Automatic, you see things differently because you are a stepfather. Now, by the time I introduced my children to you, I'd known you for a very long time, and I knew that you and I were going to be together. I knew that this relationship was going to move forward in a long-term way. I didn't bring you around my daughters in the beginning because I didn't want to have different people in and out of their lives.
How long?
Let me tell you this.
Years.
We'll tell the story another day.
No, let me tell the story about how hurt I was.
You were hurt. I know that, but I did it to protect my children. Now, let me talk about Anthony.
They went to the water park without me.
Okay, DJ.
They were going to Cool Water Park, and everyone was going, and I thought we were all going. I was going to get to meet Stajo.
Okay.
And guess what? Dana was like, no, you're going to have to sit this one out. You can't come.
Again, I did it to protect my child. And Anthony A., and that's why I agree with you to a certain extent as well. No, you don't have to play father. Yes, you have to treat this child with love, and you have to respect the child's mother, and you have to be kind, and you have to be, obviously, I think, you have to pay attention to the child. You live with the child. But it is too early, in my opinion, to say, hey, call me dad.
I didn't say to call him dad.
No, you didn't. But I understand where Anthony's coming from. Is this, for one thing, a relationship that you're looking at to stay together forever?
They live together and they have a kid in the house.
Okay, well,
you have to be a father figure to that child.
I'm gonna tell you something right now, Automatic. Most people, you know, if you've listened to a show for a minute or if you just started tuning in, let me tell you, I was in several relationships before you, which is why I wanted to protect my children, because I've already been down that road. I've done that, and it's not good for them. It's not good. You can live with somebody, and then in a year, you're out the door, and you might be living with somebody else. And if you got daddy here and daddy there and another daddy, it's not good for the child.
Yes, it's not. It's really not. And I think also, too, it's really not good for the child because they're not going to be able to comprehend what's going on, the situation. One thing, when I met my stepfather at the age of 10 and 11, he was very clear to let me know, hey, I'm not your real dad.
That's what I told Stasia. You
have a father. But you can't explain that to a five-year-old, a three-year-old, a, you know, a six-year-old. Growing up, honestly, if we're going to be real, I had problems wetting to bed because my parents were going through domestic disputes, and I didn't know why. I thought it was on me.
No, it's not. When a child does that, it has to do with what's in your emotions.
And my worry is, like, they try to explain it to me. Oh, we love you. It's not your fault. But you don't understand it. And you're going to put that on this kid. So my only advice, really, real talk to this man, is if you want to act like the father and the man of the house, then make sure you're committed to that relationship equally. Because it's gonna add so much more to the kid if you just leave too.
Hey, it's like Jerry Maguire. Remember when, what's the football player guy's name?
Rod Tidwell.
Tidwell said this about dating single moms.
Single mothers don't date. They've been to the circus. You know what I mean? They've been to the puppet show and they've seen the strings.
And I mean that. You have to be kind and you want to be there, but you don't have to be dad. If you want to play that role, then you take it all in 100 and you commit yourself to this woman and her child. And I wish you all the best of luck. I hope everything works out. Please follow up and let us know. This convo needs to and will continue online at Dana Cortez on Instagram. If you're on Facebook, Dana Cortez Show, and I will post it. I'm doing a bad job of posting our stuff, guys. Getting called out. I'm doing it right now. Automatic, you called me out, and now everybody's messaging me like, where's the story? I'm posting it right now, y'all. Comment, and we'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A 36-year-old woman has been arrested after calling 911 because her parents took her off their cell phone plan. Oh, my. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And it's WTF Storytime here on the Dana Cortez Show. Gather around the radio, boys and girls. So she received a warning, just to let everybody know. Cops said, do not call 911 unless there's an emergency. But 36-year-old Ohioan Saloni Katarpal explained, I believe this is an emergency, and called 911 after the warning 2 hours later. Do you, gentlemen, understand what I'm saying here?
I don't, because I want to know how she's calling the police if her parents shut off her phone.
That has yet to be established, DJ Automatic. That has yet to be established. But she's literally saying that her parents kicking her off their cell phone plan is an emergency. The woman is 36 years old.
But she's a millennial. And if anything millennials do, it's we stay on our parents' phone plan. I think me and my mom are still on the same one. We are. Yeah, we still split. So me
but
and my
who
mom
pays
and my brother.
It?
Well, we all contribute.
Well, I don't think this woman contributes.
Well, how do you contribute?
We all just pitch in. Boom, 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 boom. Everyone covers their own half. Or their third, my bad. So it's me, my mom, my brother. But we've literally been on the same plan since I was in high school.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that if you're putting your 2 cents in. You know, this woman is not putting any money in. All she's doing is complaining that her parents are throwing her off the plan.
But here's the thing, though, Dana. This girl's an influencer.
Okay? Oh, gee. Oh.
Wait, according to her
website.
She has a website?
She has a website. What's her name? Saloni?
Saloni Kapital.
All right. Her website is Saloni K. She used to be a model for Abercrombie & Finch, Coors Light as well. She's also done some influencer work. And I'm looking here. It says she's also, yes, becoming a makeup artist and a realtor.
There's actually a lesson to be learned here. For every kid that says, I want to be famous. I want to be an influencer when I grow up. It obviously doesn't pay enough to even get you a cell phone.
See, when you named all those jobs, all I thought was, she worked at Abercrombie & Fitch folding clothes. She was probably like a promo girl at a Coors Light for like one night at a bar. And then real estate, she's probably working on her license still. What else has she got going on here?
And she's becoming a makeup artist. She's a makeup artist in training.
She does it on YouTube. Okay.
The only thing that she's got going on is a $3,500 bond. Cops pulled up to her parents' house and took Miss Saloni K to jail. She got a court hearing coming up in 3 weeks, so we definitely need a follow-up on this WTF.
Why did the parents even take her, like, kick her off the phone plan anyway? Like, what?
Dude, she's 36 years old. Your parents shouldn't be paying for your phone at 36 years old.
Get your own place to live, too. That's your WTF story. We'll be right back out with more of the Dana Cortez Show next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, I got a message from one of my girls on Instagram, and she is done with her man liking all these sexy women on IG, the model types, you know what I'm saying? Mm. All he does is double tap, double tap, double tap. She's already told him, you make me feel insecure. I'm not okay with this, and he keeps doing it. Why? Men, it is what guys think. You need to answer honestly here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I understand all that, you know, that girls look good. I double tap a lot of Instagram girl, you know, female figures that look great or whatever. I think that's great. But if Otto came to me and said, don't, you know, it makes me feel uncomfortable, yeah. I would respect that. I would respect that. I would
Which
be
Which is
like,
nice, but at the end of the day, I would never do that.
Automatic, anytime you're on your phone, you know, you're just scrolling through IG. If I happen to screen gaze, it's just all hot women. You're just lucky that I don't have a problem with
Instagram
it.
Instagram is basically a magazine. If I'm going to look at a magazine, I'm going to look at a magazine full of hot women.
So it's Instagram's fault.
Yes. It's the women of the United States' fault for putting it out there and making me susceptible
First
to maybe
all,
liking their pictures.
Anthony, I want you to listen to what this man said before you give your opinion here or your true, you know, what
And
your
I don't
true
like
answer.
All of them. I just look.
Okay. Like I said, if I were to follow a bunch of shirtless, fine, hot men.
Yeah.
First.
Like who?
I don't know. Whoa. I don't know
what kind of guy. Do that.
Well, I just want to like put it into perspective. Like what kind of guy know. Does it for you? Like what?
I don't know.
Like what's like, an
DJ Automatic does it for her, okay?
Exactly. There you go. If I were to follow and just look at, not even double tap a bunch of hot men.
You know who you speak
highly of? He would hate it. He would freak out every day. Why are you looking at that? I can't believe you.
Like Zac Efron. She like you.
Yeah,
you talk,
Zac Efron's hot.
Or Miguel. Remember when Automatic wasn't here and Miguel was like, oh my God, you have a husband? That's so sad. Follow like you. I get it.
Are you gonna make me not like Miguel's music?
See what I mean? See what I mean? You couldn't handle it, so she can't handle
well,
it.
There goes Mood Mondays.
Automatic. Seriously, why would you not want me to do that?
I don't have any problem with
really?
You. No, looking
let me,
and
let
like
me look
okay.
Up Zac Efron right
here's
now.
The difference. Dana gets messages from men all the time saying how hot she is, that they want they can do this for her, they can do that for her, something about her feet all the time. It's really weird. But we don't get messages like that. Guys don't for the most part.
I mean, every once in a while. Boob messages on your birthday.
Oh, of course. But I mean, it's not like I get those messages every day. You get those messages every single day.
So what?
And so do other women. So I'm just saying it's easier for women to follow through on the likes, on the follows. And
Automatic is like a bucking ram. You got to protect your throne. You got to protect his realm. You know what I'm saying? He has other constant dudes continuously trying
to
double
tap. So it's okay for him, but not her? Is that what you're saying?
No, not at all.
I don't even like girls' pictures.
Not
at all. I just like double blink at them.
Before you guys start fighting, luckily, both of you guys respect each other, unlike her boyfriend does her.
Thank you, Anthony.
Respect her. He just doesn't respect her at the end of the day.
He doesn't, because you know what else? And I'm glad you said that, because I did not reveal further into the message. She said, if I do it, it's a blowout fight.
Now, is she a little sensitive?
Yes.
I think so. I have a car analogy that I want to get to, but I'm trying to figure out how to word it.
Okay,
I don't know
yet.
You know
what? Why don't we take calls? If your girl has already told you, I'm uncomfortable with this, you keep going and double tapping all these Instagram models on IG, and I'm not liking it. Why do you keep doing it? You think you're a little analogy, Anthony A. Mm. We get the real answers from the men. 833 Data Show. I'm going to look for some hot guys to follow. And we'll be right back. It's What Guys Think on the Dana
Cortez
Show.
Don't start a fight, woman.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's a pretty healthy relationship, except one part. This woman, she sent me a message. She says her man continues to like Instagram model photos on IG, even though she's told him over and over. It makes her feel insecure and uncomfortable. Why does he continue doing this? It is what guys think. So we need your answers here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
And I go by Anthony A.
And right away, the phones blew up. So let's take the first call. Line 8, why does he keep doing this knowing it makes her feel uncomfortable?
Man, what's wrong with y'all women?
What?
The guy commits and you want to control everything.
Well, hold on.
I mean, he's looking at pictures. It isn't meeting up with anyone. It's not like, you know, you're getting down in the DM call. It's just fun, you know?
But why does he get jealous when she does it? It's okay for him, but he doesn't want her to do it.
Because we're insecure individuals. I mean, you know. Like,
I mean, he's right.
Not everyone's going to say, you know?
If we go out looking for, you know, looking for women or like however meeting pictures, I promise you, we're not going to get any response. We're not going to bed with him. But if you put out likes and you do all that kind of stuff, there's a very good chance that guy could hit you up and try to pursue it.
That's what I'm saying, right?
I agree. I also kind of look at it like this, right? Like, we're visual creatures, right? And just because, I'll use this for analogy, just because you have a car doesn't mean you won't drive by a car lot and admire some cars. That's basically what he's doing on the timeline. Just, you know what I'm saying? Just double tapping.
You know what it is? Just stop making up the stuff in your head and enjoy your man. That's it, you know? If you can't handle a man liking a few photos, then I don't know. Maybe you're just not ready for a relationship. That's just me, you know?
Okay. Once again, this guy here blaming her. You can't handle a relationship. Sounds to me like he can't handle a relationship because she's expressing herself the way she feels. You want to know why I really honestly don't follow a bunch of hot guys? Well, first of all, that's not my thing. But because I know that my man doesn't like that. I know DJ Automatic is uncomfortable with that. I know how insecure he is as a man.
Who says who?
Your actions, dog. The way you act.
Thank you, Anthony. So Automatic, can I go follow a bunch of hot guys right now?
No, but who says... I mean, I really don't care. I just know that's not you, though. You've never been the
Automatic
guy. You're not a gawker. You're not the guy. Like, the girl.
What do you mean, dog? She gawked at you.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
I won her with my mind. Trust me, I'm ugly. I didn't win it with
you're
my
mind.
Dana Cortez, who made the first move when it comes to you guys really getting down?
It was Dana.
Thanks,
I did.
So that's the savage that lives inside
I
her.
I held your hand first.
I might be nervous now.
How do you approach your partner, man or woman, if something they're doing makes you uncomfortable and they continue doing it? I don't think this is a deal breaker. I don't expect these two to break up. What I would like for him to do is respect her feelings and understand that she feels a certain way, just like you do. You don't like her doing it. What makes it okay for you to do it?
And just understand that men are visual creatures, just like Anthony said, and we're just looking. We're not trying to...
She gets it, but he's still... It doesn't matter. She feels a certain way. You're disregarding her feelings.
Which I understand. And maybe they can find like a happy medium. He should go private.
If not, she can find a new car.
No, he doesn't want a new car and she doesn't want a new car. They just need new rules. All right, continuing this conversation online, please offer this couple advice now at Dana Cortez on Instagram. You on Facebook, Dana Cortez Show. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The creator of Facebook, possibly one of the most powerful men in the world, Mark Zuckerberg, his aides blow dry his armpits to stop him stress sweating before he gives speeches. WTF story. It's the Dana Cortez Show.
I like that.
They say money can't buy you happiness.
Yeah, no, I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
He can buy you some dry pits, apparently. So Mark Zuckerberg is so consumed by his public image that his aides actually have to blow dry his armpits ahead of every speech in order to combat his anxiety sweat. The guy gets nervous and he sweats.
Actually, if you think about it, this is like the most normal person problem Zuckerberg has.
Yes.
I mean, that's where I sweat in my armpits when I'm super nervous. And there's no way you'll ever catch me wearing a gray t-shirt on stage.
I was going to say, when you're DJing and you throw those hands up, please don't get caught with that. Ew. So this all came out in a book. This guy named Stephen Levy, who used to work for Facebook. He's got this new book out. It's called Facebook, The Inside Story. And according to him, there's a lot of other things going on. Not only does he sweat, Mark Zuckerberg sees Facebook as a futuristic government entity.
What? So, yeah, he's got this book called that he carries around with him. It's like a small notebook. It's called The Book of Change. And one of the ideas he has in there is that he wants to turn Facebook into a futuristic government-style interface to access a database full of information linked to every single person on Facebook.
He's already achieved that. If you don't notice, Facebook is literally having such an influence on our political elections.
Duh, do a better thing for the world and help us get around this whole gray shirt sweat problem. We don't need another government interface, dog. Help me shine with a gray shirt in May.
When I get nervous, I always wring my hands, I move my hands, and I blink a lot. Like, I just blink a lot, and I can't stop it. Automatic, you just revealed that
I sweat a lot, but I also start talking really, really fast.
Oh, my gosh. When I was giving birth to Ava Maddox, the nurse finally had to turn to me and say, does he always talk like this? Can we stop him? Because you were nervous. It's your first child, so I get it. Anthony A., what do you do when you get nervous?
I don't know. I rub my ear a lot.
You
just sweat a lot, though, period.
Why do you sweat so much?
You guys didn't have to bring that up at all.
Talking about sweat.
No, you should tell me. Do videos, dude, and you're just dripping, and people ask me, like, yo, why is he sweating? We were with G-Eazy, and he asked you, why are you sweating like that?
A lot of people ask me why you're sweating a lot. It's just, I was born like this. My dad sweats, my brother sweat, I sweat. It's just, I just sweat a lot. I'm a heavy sweater. It has nothing to do with nerves at all.
If you could hire aides to blow dry you, would you?
Dude, hell yeah, but I don't know if there's that many people.
Imagine if you were in the bedroom, you could just have them blow drying you, so you're not grossing out the girl with all your sweat.
Automatic!
Well, I hope you out there found it as funny as Automatic found it in here, because he is dying. That thing, the funniest thing Automatic thinks he ever said. Look at him. He just loves that, doesn't he?
WTF story. I wonder how much the aides get paid. All right, we'll be right back with more of the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I received a message from a man who said his girl has let herself go. She's not doing her makeup anymore. She's not getting dressed at all. She kind of runs around in her pajamas, you know, sweats and t-shirts and things. She's not doing her hair. She's just not doing what she did when they first met. This is Girl Talk, the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
It does happen.
It happens in a lot of relationships, almost every relationship.
I think so. You get to the comfort zone. I broke my toe recently, and man, let me tell you, I couldn't put shoes on. I couldn't wear a shoe. I could wear one shoe, but I couldn't wear the other shoe. And so I was wearing sweats every day and t-shirts. Well, after a couple of weeks of this, Automatic did tell me, you can't be going to the radio station like that.
Yeah.
Like, I know you're in pain and everything, but we're past that. You've got an image
that you got to keep up.
It's not even an image. It's just the fact of...
You're meeting new people every day, and they're going to judge you on the way you look.
I agree with you that part of what Dana has to do is, we as professional public figures have to be presentable, right? But I also think within this relationship, I think this lady, more that I think about it, she kind of sounds like depressed with life. I don't even know if it's on the homie.
I was depressed with life. So earlier I did talk about the fact that I was doing the exact same thing, from wearing my hair like in a bun every day. And I don't mean a cute bun. I mean just tirada, like just not made up, not putting makeup on, old sweats. I mean, one time I got stopped at Walgreens. Like, they told me, I'm gonna have to hold your backpack. They thought I was a homeless person. I'm not kidding. And our other co-host at the time pulled me aside and he's like, look, I don't know what you got to do, but you need to fix yourself, because you going out like this is bad. Like, you look bad and you obviously feel bad.
Because this is pre-me. This is before. I was actually on the show, but this is when you were getting a divorce, and I think it just had a huge impact on you as a person.
It was a reflection of the way I felt about the relationship. My outside was a reflection of what was going on my inside. So the first thing I want to tell this man is, sit your wife down, not during an argument, not when y'all are having dinner, just say, are you okay? Are you happy? Is there something I can do for you? Because before you start judging her and throwing shade at her and, oh, you look sloppy and you don't look the same way, you have to ask her if she's okay. Because 9 times out of 10, there's something going on inside that someone's having trouble with, and the reflection of them is what you see on the outside. All right, so here's something else you could do. Take up an activity together. Ask her, let's go for a walk together. Let's take the kids. You just said y'all got kids. Let's get the kids to go to the park. Let's walk to the park together. I don't know, does she like to dance? Does she like cycle? What does she like? Try to say as a couple, let's do this together. You'll build your relationship, and it's good for her, and it's good for you as well. It's good for the family. And then finally, before you make any comments about her weight, her looks, I just want you to remember this, sir. You better take a look in the mirror.
Check yourself.
Are you holding yourself to the same standards? You doing the same thing when y'all met? You working out too? You look. I mean that. Because men sometimes expect women to keep it 100 when they got beer bellies hanging over, can barely see anything going on down there.
Well, yeah, no, you're right. Regardless of men or women, I think you have to make sure, like, if you're going to say, hey, if you're going to cast the stones, you better not be living in a glass house.
Thank you.
So make sure you're working out. Also, I think with that being alone, I think actions speak louder than words. So if she sees you going at it and doing these things, I think she'll get the hint that
way. She will. And not just that, but she wants to be included. When you tell your partner, I love you and I want to do this together, it goes a long way. All right. So line 4, is this his responsibility or hers? Go ahead, please.
It's both. I honestly think it's both. I think for one, as a woman, as just an individual, it doesn't matter if you're male or female, you still would want to take care of yourself and present yourself the way you want others to look at you. You know, your first impression is the first thing it's lasting. So you want to continue that. That's your character, who you are. And it goes for men and women. It doesn't matter.
I like what she said. I like what the caller said, because it's not just about being in the relationship. It's about your own self-worth.
Yep.
You know, and when you do feel badly about yourself, oftentimes you don't dress up. You don't get ready because you don't feel like it. You're down.
And I think that might be the key to executing this conversation with him and his lady, is letting her know that it's not about the relationship or him or his needs. It's about her overall self-worth is what he really...
Well, that's
why
I said
about.
The first piece of advice I gave him is sit her down and ask her, are you okay? Is there something I can do to help you through this? So I'm going to list all the things that, you know, you should do if this is happening in your relationship, man or woman. Like the caller said, it's not just ladies that let themselves go. There's men out there too, and it might be bothering a woman. How do you approach your partner? I'll list them right now at Dana Cortez on Instagram. If you're on Facebook, Dana Cortez Show. And we'll be right back, y'all, with more coming up in less than 5.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
SOS Sick of Single. Anthony A. just shared a very interesting study with me that people nowadays are finding it even harder to break up or go through a breakup because of social media. We're going to share that with you now. It's a Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
This was very interesting to me. Obviously, you know, Automatic and I are married. Anthony, you single. But I can imagine going through a breakup today, because of social media, has to be more difficult than ever before.
It didn't dawn on me until I read this study that recently at the University of Colorado in Boulder did a study on their students, and they surveyed and asked, what's the hardest thing about social media? And every single student said breaking up is the hardest aspect about it.
Because you get constant reminders of that person.
Exactly. On multiple different platforms.
Like, even if you block them.
Like Facebook has the year memories. Snapchat has the memories. Like Instagram has tagged photos. So you're right. They can pop up via friends. And I didn't realize too, every breakup I've gone through has been during the digital age. So all
a
I know.
Significant breakup.
Yeah. All I know about is breaking up with people like that. Because you guys have been married.
I had a breakup on digital social media.
So you had a Facebook.
Oh, I remember that.
I had
that.
A Facebook breakup.
Really? Oh, Facebook. And Facebook's the worst, because actually one of the surveys, one of the students said that her auntie found out she was getting a divorce from her friend on Facebook.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
Because Facebook's gnarly with the whole status update thing.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I was going to say, Anthony, do you have some tips for anyone listening that, you know, will make it easier for them to get through a breakup during this social media era?
We'll kick it off with this. I like to live by this theory one day at a time. Give yourself a goal of not falling down that rabbit hole for one day.
What do you mean, like not lurking on them?
Not lurking. I'm saying give yourself, try to set a...
That's hard.
Set the boundaries to do for 24 hours. 24 hours will then turn into 48 hours, which turns into 72 hours. I'm not that great at math. You get the point.
Okay.
The next is pretty cool, something I just learned about. There's an app called Total Detox.
Now, this is a digital detoxing app.
What does it do?
So it's pretty cool. This is for anybody who wants to get a break from social media, period. What you do is you go on the app, you set your own boundaries, and it'll lock you out of certain apps for a set amount of time.
Oh.
So therefore,
oh,
wow. It kind of
so
builds
even if
up.
You're trying to
get in
and lurk on their Instagram, your app says, hey, you said you didn't want to see this person.
I mean, it takes a lot of discipline to not open up that app and just say, oh, I wonder what they're doing.
All right, one more time. That app is App Detox. At AnthonyA400 if you want me to send you a link.
Sounds to me like what you're describing is the person on the other end.
Yes.
Who might have been dumped and they're really hurt.
Oh, you're describing me. I'm sorry.
So save that one and then automatic. You're on the other spectrum.
I was the dumper.
You were the dumper, and this person had a very difficult time when it happened. So why don't we come back? You get your story together and how you dealt with that person. And then, Anthony A., you have the last bit of advice for the person who's hurting. How to get through a breakup during the era of social media continues next. It's SOS Sick of Single, The Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
College students surveyed said that the hardest thing about social media is going through a breakup. Not surprising. Not surprising at all. SOS Sick of Single here on The Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So how do you get through it? If somebody just turned the radio on, Anthony A., you just gave a couple of tips.
Please. Yes. I say start off by going one day at a time. One day of not looking at their profile. One day of not lurking. One day of not stalking and scrolling and trying to find
them. It's hard.
But it's, versus trying to set your goal of never going back, just do it one day at a time. It's less stress. The second was actually an app that's called Total Detox, and it's a digital detoxing app where you can set your own boundaries and rules. Also just cool for if you want to get less phone time, too.
Before you give the third and final piece of advice, one of the things I really noticed is it seems to me that you're coming from the point of someone who got dumped.
Yeah.
And they weren't ready for it.
I mean, because some of the girls I broke up with are highly influential on Instagram. And it killed me to see other dudes just dropping smirky faces all over their photos and everything like that. So, yeah, I was being a little hurt boy. Y'all heard me last week being a little hurt boy. Aww. All right?
This was just last week?
Yeah, Shut up.
Automatic it was. Don't you remember?
We had I did. Somebody hurt Anthony's feelings.
Yeah, somebody. Come on now. Now you got to bring up old stuff. You, on the other hand, DJ Automatic, you had to break up with somebody. And man, this person hung on for a long time. In fact, you and I were already together and she kept messaging. How did you handle those Facebook messages coming through from a person who was very hurt?
So at first I felt guilty because I don't think she was ready for the breakup, but I was, you know, I moved from one state to another state. I didn't want to be together, and that's when I let her know initially, hey, I don't want to be with you anymore. So I continued to talk to her on the phone and through social media because I felt bad. I was being a nice person, and then finally I was like, hey, we can't talk anymore. We can't, like, I don't want to be with, I'm with Dana. I don't want to, like, I can't talk to you.
That last message you sent to her, was that over Facebook?
Yeah, it was. So, okay, let me tell you, this continued for probably, at least a year.
I don't know. No, way more than that. Way more than that.
Where I tried to be nice. Like, I tried to not, because, like, I broke up with her. I wasn't mad at her. I just didn't like her anymore. Yeah. And I finally had to tell her, hey, I'm married, I have a kid, and you're out of line. Don't message me anymore. Don't do anything. And that's when she started going on Facebook and talking bad about me.
Oh, that's another topic.
And well, that's a whole different topic. You know, that's like a whole different conversation to have. The thing is that I was very patient too. And the reason I was patient, even though she would message Automatic and say sometimes some terrible things about me, you know, I have kids from
I would always show Dana all the messages because I didn't want it to start a fight between us.
She would say some very disrespectful things. But you know why I was patient? Because I know what it's like to get dumped.
Yeah.
And you're not ready for it.
Yeah, I know how your ex felt, because when my ex dumped me, she literally blocked me on every single platform. And I had to, like, check myself once I found myself trying to, like, write her on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
I know. I was
that sounds like what was happening with me, because she was literally, like, I had to block her from everything, and she would find any way she could
to
get a message.
I popped up like Michael Myers in her Gmail. Like, hey, I'm here too. Like, it was
at least
bad,
you didn't pop up at the club like this girl did and try to start a fight with me.
Oh, wow.
Now, yeah, that's another story.
That got wild. All right, but you know, but I'm a patient woman. You lucky.
You weren't patient that night.
No, I wasn't. Anthony, a final piece of advice for someone who's hurting. They're not ready for the breakup, and they want to go look at their ex on social media.
Express it through something that I have self-titled the DUB. Not to be confused with the DUI. Please don't go out and get that. Not encouraging that at all. The DUB. Delete, unfollow, and block. All right. Wow, if you exercise those three things, you will be good. And I'm talking delete everybody. Her auntie you didn't like, hit that unfollow button with some energy. The dad who was always pressuring you, when are you going to marry my Hita? Boom, out of my timeline. Unfollow the whole family, dog. At the end of the day, it's going to give you more free time. And with that free time, replace that old bad habit with something good that's going to progress your life.
Delete, unfollow, and block. SOS Sick of Single. You need all this advice. You know where to find it on social media. Don't follow your ex, though. Just follow us. Dana Cortez Show, Facebook, @Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.